Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for this August 14th, 2025. Our show is proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. A big thank you to them, and thank you to everybody for joining us. And a gigantic thank you to Jeremiah's Crossing, not only for being in here today and putting up with my silly questions, but certainly the work that they're putting into our communities. We greatly appreciate that work. And these fun events we got coming up, we got a car show and a family fun fest to talk about, and we got some great people to talk to about it with. I don't know if I could have said that sentence more weird. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name, and we'll start on the end here.
All right, so I'm Sayan.
Hi, Sayan. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. Thank you very much. We'll get more from you later.
My name is Walter Harris. I am Roger and Kathleen's son.
Hey, Walter. Thanks for being here, man. Yeah. Appreciate the time. And a big shout out to not only you all, but everybody working over there at Jeremiah's Crossing. Please say hi to them for us. We appreciate the work you guys do. Yeah. I am dying to talk about these events. We'll get into those in a moment. We were talking about this in our pregame a little bit. We've been meeting with Jeremiah's Crossing for a long time. We've had them on the airwaves with us. But I always like to make sure that if there's anybody out there not listening that is not familiar with them and what the message is and what you guys do over there, if we could dive into that a little. And if that's all right. And if to me, it's one of those things that I encourage people more and more to do. When it comes to being a part of things over there and what the impact of what you guys do over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to talk here, and Cyan, if you feel like I'm missing anything, you jump in. So Jeremiah's Crossing, we just celebrating our 20th anniversary, mm-hmm. I think. And so we've been around for a while. But anyway, Jeremiah's Crossing is a non-profit therapeutic horseback riding ranch for individuals with special needs. And so it can be any range. We have people as young as like toddlers and people as old as older senior citizens. And so we have all that. And the big thing that's like really important is that it's non-profit. And so most therapeutic horseback riding ranches, they have some sort of fee, like whether it be, you know, $25, $50, all the way up to like $100 per lesson. But my parents felt you already have a lot on your plate and all that. And so they said, you know what, we are feeling like God is telling us to do this for non-profit. So my parents, or the organization, doesn't make a single penny off of it. So everything that that we're able to do is through donation.
Thank you. Well done, Walter. Well done. I want the audience to look behind the curtain a little bit. These individuals have not done a lot of radio before or anything like that. You both are already nailing this. I need this job, you guys. Don't be too good at this, okay? I need this job. All right? You can be good at it, just don't be too good. No, but that was great, Walter. I appreciate it. Perfect synopsis. Yeah. And it really hits at what we want to make sure to get across. We want to talk about the events. We want everybody to come on down for these. But we most importantly are doing this to keep the work done over at Jeremiah's Crossing. 45 to 60 students from 5 area counties right now looking at what they're serving and doing over there. A part of our society, a group of our society we don't give enough attention to, oftentimes gets in gray area that we don't do enough, you know? And here, your parents, this organization saw that and did something about it.
Absolutely.
I'm greatly a fan of that anytime we see it in society. I will admit journalistic integrity here, big fan of horses. Love horses. I think the greatest way to ride in the world is on a horse. If a horse gives you that opportunity, I'll take that every day. I don't care where I'm going. There is nothing like it. So all the more reason to enjoy these events coming up. Let's dive into those. We've got two back-to-back days of events. We have a car show and a family fun fest coming up this weekend, 16th, 17th this weekend. And I want to start off with the car show, if you guys don't mind.
All right.
So let's start right there. What can people expect with this car show going 9 to 3, I believe, right? Over at, is that at Dexter Park?
Yes. It is at, it's at Dexter Park, over by the Dexter, the township of Dexter. There's a little park, and it's right by Yellow River. There's the park, and it's right by the Yellow River and Dexter Lake.
Yeah.
And we have a car show. And so again, as I said earlier, everything that we are able to do as an organization is through donation and fundraisers. We don't have a steady a stream of income or anything. And so an event like this is huge. And so what this is, it's just like any car show that, like the city of like Marshfield and other, they have like old cars come in and they just exhibit old cars. And that's a really cool thing for some people. And so that's what this is. So from 9 to 3 this Saturday at Dexter Park over by the Dexter Lake, we are having a car show.
Cyan, and I love your name, so I'm going to say it as much as I can. It's a beautiful name. Cyan, with the car show, can we bring down multiple different types of vehicles, not just cars? I see that, I think I see them trucks, tractors, things like that there.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, yeah.
I think I've seen motorcycles too as well.
Right on, right on. Yep. Cool. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and I do want to note two things here. One, I just love the idea of an organization that is focused on horseback riding having a car show. I love that. I love that combination. That's awesome. And I'm happy for our collectors out there, our you know, people that put so much time and effort into these vehicles. We're losing a lot of our car shows. We don't have as many as we used to and everything. It's really cool to be able to have one yourselves and to be able to host this. And I've been doing it for a while too, so it's got a your regulars, your vehicles, and your individuals that come to, I imagine, most of these, if not every one, which is always fun, not just for us as a city to and a community to see these vehicles and everything, but for them, you know, that these car collectors and these people that don't always get a chance to run into each other. That's going to be fun, a part of it. There's also other fun things about this event too that are going on. It looks like you guys got a couple of different things.
Yeah, we've got vendors, food vendors, craft vendors, kind of like a craft fair kind of thing, or farmer's market as well.
Yeah.
We've got food, and we also have this kid's tent. So, yeah, and the park too. So.
Right, right, and something for the kids to do. Certainly, the kids' tent is that like? Do they have a bouncy house in there or anything? I'm only asking because I've never been in one, and every time I hear about bouncy houses, as a 40-some year old man, I'm like, I really got to get in one of those. But no bouncy house. I'm not.
No, we've got. I think this year we have like this big tent, kind of like with all these mini games. And so you can, I think this year they're doing like an entry free kind of thing. And then they go around playing the mini games however many times they want. And at the end they get a little reward prize.
That's awesome.
For doing all the games.
That's a great idea. That's really cool. Thanks for telling us about that. That's very cool. So that is going to be going on. That is a part of this. You mentioned you're going to feed people, going to have food down there. So bring your appetite. That's going to be fun. And 9 to 3, not an all day event, but a good stretch there. So you're going to be hitting lunch. You're going to be hitting around that time. So definitely bring your appetite for that one. Anything else you guys want to make sure to touch on with that part of the weekend?
I think the one thing is, what's huge is there's a little bit of fun or a little bit of something for everyone. And the little kids, the kids' tent, they have toilet bowl toss. So when you take, it's a game that you play in the kids' tent. So that's something that the kids really like. And we got pictures. And one thing that I do, one of my jobs there is I am in charge of painting t-shirts. And so we'll have Jeremiah Strauss and t-shirts that I spray paint. And then for, I think, $10, $15, they can get a Jeremiah Crossing t-shirt sprayed. And so with the colors that they wanted, and so that's one thing. And then, so it's a good food. And then for the adult, who like cars, there's plenty of cars. And so one thing that I want to note is when we our first year having this, it was, I think, 20, maybe 25 cars that came, which, it was our first year, that's fine,
That's not bad.
Yeah, but now it's grown to over 100 cars every year.
It's incredible.
So it's like 100, I think we got to like 160-something, wow. And it was awesome.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah, and there's...
The year before last, we had like 200.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
Yeah, what I call the COVID year. So everyone was out just wanting to go be a part of something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we had over 200 cards 1 year, and it was awesome. So we got, again, old cards, new cards, you know, it's just awesome.
It's
so,
really cool.
Yeah.
Again, the 17th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show happening Saturday, August 16th at Dexter Park, 9 to 3. Going to vendors, craft fair, farmers market, food, fun for the kids. Bring your car, truck, tractor, motorcycle, all for the show. They're going to have trophies for this as well. Keep that in mind. Big shout out to the sponsors for that one. We greatly appreciate that. The Mobile Dino Shootout. I don't want to forget to mention that. That sounds awesome. That's going to be fun. And if you want to know more details, we'll tell you how to find that out before we wrap up today. We'll give you the website and everything. But that's going to be a great part of the weekend. And if that was it, cool. Well done. Nice job, everybody. But no, you just got to top yourselves, don't you? You just got to keep going. I love the idea of having these back-to-back. And on Sunday coming up, another great one, continuing the Family Fun Fest.
Yeah, so what? One thing was we would have this car show, and because the weekend used to not be together, it used to be separate weekends when we had the Fun Fest and the car show separate. But then, 1 year, people would come up to us at the car show and say, hey, we love this, this is so great, it's awesome, but why are we here? What is this for? You know? Ooh. And so then, a while back, they decided, you know what? What if we put them back to back so that people who came to the car show could just come see what we do? And so we have our Family Fun Fest, which is basically we're going to be showing and telling people what we do and how we do it at our ranch. And so, and it's like 5 minutes away from where the car show is. And so it's super accessible, super easy to get there. And yeah, so that's why we have it.
Smart, very smart.
Yeah.
I like that. What will people experience with the open house? You certainly want to have people come in and be able to ask any questions they might have and things like that.
There will be tours, and you can come and meet our horses and learn about what we do. And there will be a couple demos as well. I think one of them will be a Liberty demo, kind of what we learned this past week.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Wow. Oh, that's, especially for people out there that you hear, you've heard Jeremiah's Crossing or something maybe in passing, but you didn't know and you wanted to know a little bit more. We certainly want to reach out to families that where the individuals in that family could be really benefited by being a part of Jeremiah's Crossing. The opportunity for anybody who might not know, and I have a hard time believing that, to be honest with you guys, because you guys do a great job of being out there and our community does a great job of spreading the word, but there might be, especially new families or anything like that to the area. That's important to know and a great part of this.
Yeah, like I think one thing that the Family Fun Fest has an opportunity is, you know, you get to come, number one, see what we do. Because people, again, that way you can put a visual to what, what we do. And then you can get to know some of our riders and their families. We've had people come and meet like a mom or a dad of one of our riders, and they say, okay, here's what Jeremiah's Cross does, and here's how it benefits the student, all that, and my child. And that way, if you come to this and you get to really know what, you know, why are you supporting us? Well, this is why, you know, and this is what the benefits. So
it's I think we're used to hearing the term open house and that, and usually they do a nice job with these kind of things. Most of our businesses, nonprofits out there, but a business is usually bringing you in and you already know what they do or something like that. For you guys to do this, I think is a little, it's almost above and beyond. It really is. There's a lot on your plates. There's a lot going on. To add this onto it is something that you're doing more for the community than just yourselves. I think that's very cool. And the idea of, and I will say this as a fun kind of thing to the audience here. I am a city boy. I didn't grow up in the country. I didn't grow up around horses or anything like that. I got later in life and got the chance to get on a horse, and I will want that the rest of my life. You get into this world, you are not leaving. You are going to want to be a part of this. You are going to want to be around these animals. You're going to be around the good people over there at Jeremiah's Crossing. And not just that, but the individuals they serve, the individuals they help. These are, it's another opportunity for us to just make people feel a little bit more normal in a weird world. That's not always easy to do, but it's great.
Yeah, one thing that I want to make note is, on that note is, One, I decided, I hope you would agree with me, is you walk into Jeremiah's Crossing, and it's not, you don't get the feel that, oh, this is a corporation or a business or anything like that. And this is, you know, people trying to help other people. Mm-hmm. And you walk in, and after just a few moments, you feel like family. And that's the big thing. It's like, my parents, who started Jeremiah's Crossing, they're very friendly, obviously, but they're also very good at bridges, roping you in and saying, here's what we do, here's why we do it, and here's what God has done for us and all that. And you walk away going, I made a new, not only a new friend, but yeah, I feel like I made a new family member. And so that's one thing that we want to share with all the kids that come here, is we don't ever want them to feel like a number or just a, you know, participant. We want them to feel like they are a part of our Jeremiah's Crossing family.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Very well said. And a great part about all of this. When it comes to the events this weekend or any events in the future, you guys looking for volunteers? If people want to help out, can they do that?
Yes, definitely. We're always looking for volunteers at Jeremiah's Crossing and all these events.
Good to know. Good to know, especially because that's another way to meet these horses. And that's, I'm sorry, that's just in the back of my head. I can't help myself. But it is another selling point, another part of this, and another part to come down to the open house and meet the horses and everything. Especially, I kind of was hoping you guys might bring one to the interview. I noticed you didn't, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't know how that would have worked.
It's actually in the back. It's in the back.
We shoved little princess.
Our miniature, yeah.
That makes
just one quick side note about volunteering is for anyone, volunteering will take anyone of any age, obviously. But one thing that I want to make note is young people, like junior high, high school, one push that I would make is colleges and your future job are going to love volunteer hours. Yeah. And so if you just need to really boost that resume or your college resume, whatever, colleges and future jobs love a good volunteer hours. And so you can come out, hang out with horses, hang out with special needs kids, and just make a new friend, and really just be boosting your own resume. And just the benefits are awesome.
It's a really great note. Walter, Cyan, great work today. Little too good. I need you guys to tone it down. It was great work. It was great work, you guys. Thank you so much for all this, and thank you very much for all you're doing for our community. Keep up the great work. Say hi to everybody over at Jeremiah's Crossing for us,
please. Absolutely.
And we encourage everybody, and I mean everybody, to attend the 17th Annual Family Fun Fest. It kicks off with the car show Saturday, August 16th, over at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Bring your vehicle on down and check out all the fun. And then the very next day on Sunday, come on by for the open house that'll be taking place. Family Fun, they're going to have a bunch of different things going on with that. Find out more and volunteer over at jeremiahscrossing.org. It's all one word, jeremiahscrossing.org. Thanks again, you two.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic and all of you listeners out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.